This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a new book explores the ABCs of our ABCs. But first, Maria Shriver is well known as a correspondent and anchor for NBC's news magazine Dateline. She's now on leave from that job to help her husband, actor Arnold Schwarzenegger, campaign for governor of California. Here's Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates with a backgrounder on the woman who may become the state's next first lady.
Maria Shriver grew up in the lap of power and privilege as part of the extensive Kennedy clan. But, says biographer Lawrence Lamer, Eunice Kennedy Shriver and Sergeant Shriver made sure their children weren't above doing work.
I have a friend that taught the Kennedys tennis, and after the hour, he said, well, the one that picks up the most tennis balls can hit with me for 15 minutes. And one of the boys said, well, we're Kennedys. We don't pick up tennis balls.
Which Kennedys were these?
These were the Bobby Kennedys.
Okay.
Well, the Shrivers picked up tennis balls.
The Shrivers, says Lamer, were dedicated to public service and made sure their children were, too.
And in the summer, when Mrs. Shriver had her summer camp, they were there and they were all working with them. Mrs. Shriver on her hands and knees more than any of them, but the children were expected to take part, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the extraordinary gift they have, is the gift of empathy.
That work ethic continued into Maria Shriver's adult life. Virtually all of it has been spent as a television journalist. Dateline colleague Josh Mankiewicz says Shriver is dead serious about her job.
Maria is not in journalism because she needs a job, and she's not in journalism because she needs to pay the rent. She's clearly, you know, put up with the ups and downs of this business for 20-something years because she really feels a calling and because she really likes it.
Just as she struck her own career path, some in her family had suggested law school, Shriver also showed nonconformity in her choice of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Family friend Lawrence Lamer.
Well, I wouldn't want him to date my daughter either. I mean, you have this man, this muscle-bound guy coming into your room. In your house, you think he's probably not very smart and very narrow, and she had the intuitiveness to realize what he was.
The marriage has lasted 17 years and produced 4 children. Lorenzo Benet, a correspondent for People magazine, says despite the couple's celebrity, much of their daily life is surprisingly normal.
You know, he takes the kids to school. She takes the kids to school. He makes the older children do their own laundry, and they have a lot of responsibilities and chores around the house. She also doesn't allow TV watching during the week. You know, they don't want their kids to be spoiled. You have a sense that these kids are going to be okay when they grow up.
Just as her parents plan for Maria Shriver and her brothers to contribute to society, Benet says the groundwork is already being laid for the Schwarzenegger children to do more, too.
You get a sense that when these kids get older and grow up, that there's a larger mission beyond just, you know, hoping your kids get into a good college and don't get in trouble.
Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis's influence was strong. Maria Shriver and Caroline Kennedy have been close since they were tiny. And Shriver has followed her Aunt Jackie's example of not speaking to the press.
Jackie Onassis's influence on Maria is probably going to be more so than the typical aunt for that reason. And I can see Maria's gained a lot. You know, she hasn't given any access to herself so far.
Some speculate that Shriver is virtually running her husband's gubernatorial campaign. Lamer and Benet dismissed that.
Nobody runs Arnold Schwarzenegger's life. I mean, he makes the decision. He values her, and I mean, that's as it should be. The idea that she's the power there, yes, she has good advice, and she's the one vector that he depends on, but it's not the only one.
If Schwarzenegger's run is successful, Maria Shriver could find herself in the same spot Nancy Reagan did, albeit 40 years later. Lawrence Lamer says if that happens, California will have a vastly different first lady.
Maria loves her husband, but she's not going to sit gooey-eyed on stage watching him. She has her own identity. She's a very modern woman.
And if her husband loses, Dateline's Josh Mankiewicz says, Shriver's empty seat beckons.
The assumption very much is that Maria is going to return to NBC and to Dateline when this campaign's over. There's a job waiting here for her, and there's nobody doing it right now.
Will Maria Shriver be asking questions in a few months or answering ones from people who used to work with her? Stay tuned. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
Karen spoke with Lorenzo Benet of People, Josh Mankiewicz of NBC, and Kennedy biographer Lawrence Lamer.